We are going to take a break from asking questions to reading a portion of the book that I wrote called The Kingdom in Our Midst. This portion is going to be read by my wife, Annie Gonzalez. It's called Kingdom Reality.
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recover sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Luke 4:14-21. Jesus revealed the kingdom reality. His creation assumes its proper position. He took the authority given to him and demonstrated the kingdom culture here on earth. It was foreign to everyone, especially to the religious people of the day. He brought heaven's perspective to a world that was created to be a reflection of the kingdom, which had drifted away from its original form. What does this mean for us now? As Christians, we follow Jesus' model on how to operate and how to live out the kingdom. The time of salvation has begun. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
Our next one will be a SAV topic, which will be called Preach the Good News to the Poor. Until then, God bless you.